W1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Mike Dubusky. Remembering the victims, Nashville will hold a citywide vigil tonight in honor of the three kids and three adults murdered in the Covenant school shooting.
Three children killed, all just 9 years old. Hallie Scruggs, a daughter of the school's senior pastor, her father in a statement saying, "We are heartbroken. She was such a gift." Evelyn Dickhouse, her family writing, "Our hearts are completely broken. We cannot believe this has happened. Evelyn was a shining light in this world." And young William Kinney.
ABC's Alex Perez in Nashville. The CEO of Starbucks on Capitol Hill today. He's testifying at a Senate hearing about attempts to unionize the coffee chain. Minnesota is suing Juul. The state says the e-cigarette maker used slick products, clever ads, and flavored pods to get kids hooked on nicotine. Juul argues the increase in youth vaping isn't the company's fault. This is ABC News. The FDA has now approved selling a drug that can reverse an opioid overdose without a prescription. Narcan is a nasal spray that would be the first opioid treatment drug available over the counter. It works by restoring the breathing of someone in the middle of an overdose, but no word yet on when it'll be available or how much it'll cost. Amazon, looking for a place to put new movies, may be looking to make a major purchase.
Back in November, Amazon announced plans to release more than a dozen movies per year in theaters, and now they may have their own place to put them. Reports this week that Amazon is exploring acquisition plans for movie theater chain AMC and its 600-plus theaters worldwide. AMC's shares jumping as much as 18% Tuesday following those reports.
That's ABC's Will Reeve. And an Australian company has created a meatball that's sort of made in part with woolly mammoth meat. It has used DNA from a mammoth to grow meat in a lab. Mike Dubusky, ABC News.
Don't change the station, but do watch out for deer, would ya? You know, they're running around all willy-nilly. It is the Cripescast with me, Charlie Behrens, on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. Wisconsin-based interest groups are making their endorsements in the race for state Supreme Court.
The Dairy Business Association, a dairy lobby group, and NFIB Wisconsin PAC endorsed former Justice Daniel Kelly. The small business advocacy organization said Kelly will provide a predictable legal climate for small businesses. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News.
Meanwhile, 300 Wisconsin doctors have signed a letter supporting Janet Protasiewicz. When it comes to fundraising, Protasiewicz has raised more than five times as much money as Kelly. She raised almost $12.5 million in the final campaign finance reporting period. Kelly raised a little more than $2 million at the same time. In sports, Wisconsin's basketball season is over after last night's loss in the NIT semifinals. Tonight, the Bucks are at Indiana. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Hi, it's Congresswoman Gwen Moore, urging you to vote for my friend, Judge Janet Protasiewicz. The April 4th election will determine the balance on our Wisconsin Supreme Court. And let me tell you, we need change. The next court's ruling will determine the future of Wisconsin for us, as well as our kids and grandkids, on critical issues like voting rights, racial justice, and gerrymandering. The court will rule on whether or not to uphold the 1849 criminal abortion ban. That's why I'm urging you to vote for my friend, Judge Janet Protasiewicz. She's a common sense, impartial judge who cares about us and our rights. Janet believes women should have the freedom to make their own decisions when it comes to abortion. So vote by April 4th for my friend, Janet Protasiewicz.
Paid for by Janet for Justice.
Dear hero, whoever you are, you save lives. I live with sickle cell and the pain and the issues that come along with sickle cell every day. I've had lots and lots of blood transfusions over my lifetime, probably in the hundreds. Blood helps me to be able to live.
My final tour was in Afghanistan in 2008. I was hit June 3rd. The next thing I remember, I woke up in Germany. The doctor came in and said, "We're going to amputate your leg." I had to get a lot of blood transfusion to stay alive.
Because of you, I'm allowed to see my son grow up.
Because of you, I got a second chance at life.
Giving equals living. Give blood. Replenish the supply. Make an appointment to give today by visiting hhs.gov/giveblood. This message is brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Kids, they're just different than us. They have no inhibitions, consider silverware optional, and can find fun anywhere. And when kids get really sick, they're different than us too. Until now, children diagnosed with blood cancer have been treated like many adults. Not anymore. The Leukemia and Lymphoma Society proudly introduces the Dare to Dream Project, transforming treatment and care through advocacy, education, and the largest global clinical trial for kids with blood cancer. For the first time, a specific treatment can be matched to a specific type of cancer in a specific child. It'll be the biggest medical advancement for little patients in history. Dare to dream with us. Support the Dare to Dream Project and all the work that the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society does at lls.org.
Join us at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. Let's go to the phone lines. And Stephen from Green Bay, thank you very much for the call. You say what, sir?
Hello, Earl and Maggie. I hope you two are doing fantastic. And it's great to hear that you're going to be back on the air.
Well, Maggie's gone. Maggie's gone, but go ahead. It's you and I.
Oh, never mind. Okay. Anyways, so Earl, I don't know if you heard about this, but it was a news story that I heard this morning. It was in the state of Idaho, they have outlawed what they call abortion trafficking. So basically, in the state of Idaho, abortion is illegal. And if you would try to go to a different state to get an abortion, you could end up in jail in the state of Idaho. So that's just absolutely ridiculous. And further goes to show the overreach and the length that the Republican Party is going to mess with a woman's health care. And I think it's absolutely atrocious.
You know, Stephen, it's not even, you know, it's all these different things that you can point to that they call culture wars. And so they create these cliches, culture war. And then they try to find things that they can fit under the guise of culture war, and the nonsensical, and what they do is divide the country, and yet, you know, and yet people continue to say, well, I agree, you know, with what the Republicans are saying. They're changing our country, and our country, we need to get it back to what it was, and so it just does not make one iota of sense to divide the country the way that these people have divided it and continue to divide it and then stick their chest out as if they're doing something patriotic of making enemies of their own countrymen. You know, I don't see where the end game is with that. And what they think that's going to do. Do they somehow mistakenly believe that the other side of the nation is going to say, oh, we're going to agree with what these people are saying because they're armed and they're telling us that they're angry and they're willing to go to war for their beliefs? I mean, that's basically what's at the root of all of these things that they're talking about. If we can't get our way through elections, then we're going to use force. And I'll tell you, we're ready to go because we've got all, they're talking about things being weaponized. What's weaponized is the fact that they own all these weapons. Don't talk about something verbally being weaponized. I'm concerned and worried about all of those folk who are so heavily armed that they might be willing to do almost anything. Thank you very much for the call. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Stephen. Go ahead, man.
Sorry. I was just going to say I couldn't agree with you more. And one thing I actually love about your radio program, the reason why I tune in day after day, is because you keep it real, good, better, and different. You speak the truth, and I really appreciate that about you. So keep up the good work.
Hey, man, I don't have any other choice. Thank you very much for listening, as always, man. Tell somebody about us in Green Bay. Let's go to Jack from Merrimack. Hey, Jack, how you doing, man? Thank you very much for the call. You say what?
Well, first of all, the Republicans have no real message other than give billions away to their billionaire donors, I mean owners. And, I'm sorry, I reversed that. In any case, their only hope is to stir up anger, fear, and hatred and to drive out get their base incensed to the point where they are willing to go out and vote for anybody with an R after their name. But in my opinion, Kelly and his ilk, these guys are the result of the political cowardice that the attorney generals in a bunch of states and Garland, they've postponed indictment and prosecution of the January 6th criminal leaders and co-conspirators for years. Not only do we have obvious participants in the violent coup like Van Orden actually in Congress, we've got deniers and apologists like McCarthy making more mischief there. We have clear co-conspirators like Johnson who fraudulently tried to present two different slates of illegal electors trying to overturn a legal, honest election. We even got the husband of one of the conspirators on the Supreme Court of the United States, although he denies any knowledge or involvement. I believe that. And Kelly is another election denier. He argued in favor of the unlawful gerrymandering, and several federal courts determined it was unlawful, in front of the Supreme Court of the state. And now he wants to be part of that court. The even more extremist gerrymander is going to be presented before that court again, I'm sure. And if Kelly's there, and you want to bet he'll recuse himself? This doesn't even address the fact that he's a seditionist who was also paid over $100,000 by the Republicans to advise them about how to attempt a political coup. Presumably, advise them to do so because that's what they did. I mean, this is crazy.
Let me
start doing something about these people. They're just going to keep on getting worse and worse.
You know, let me ask you, Jack. You see that these people are, without question, a true danger to this nation. There's no question. And even though they may be your brothers, your sisters, your mothers, your fathers, your neighbors, whatever, it does not matter. These people clearly are going to do anything and everything within their power to burn the nation down. And I don't mean physically burning it down. But they're going to make sure that there is no cohesion in this nation, and that if we don't get our way, when have you ever heard Democrats, Jack, if they lose, they lick their wounds and they go away? But if Republicans lose, now that's we've been cheated. They can't accept the fact that they're not winning elections outright because the majority of the American people know that they've gone off the rails. And so anytime you can hear and continue to support a person like Donald Trump, I'm just sorry. You see that man, and you know there's something morally and intellectually seriously wrong with that man. He's a dangerous, dangerous man. And you are still saying, well, we support Donald Trump. We want to see Donald Trump get reelected. I mean, what is it that they see? They clearly don't see a man who has any modicum of reality. I mean, come on, Jack. And yet still,
no.
They say 25%, but I think 40% of Republicans are going to vote for him.
He not only has no modicum of reality, he has no modicum of moral compass
right. Either.
But apparently neither do a lot of the Republicans, and apparently they're even able to use this approach of let's drive fear and turn it into anger and hatred, and let's get these people out to vote. So they won't think about anything else except what they hate and what they fear.
Yeah, they're evil. And they're evil people.
Their fears, they're unfounded for one thing. I mean, most of the people that they're doing this with are male white Americans, a lot of them, and they're in mostly the positions of power in this country. And yes, you know, again, and this is a much broader topic,
Jack, I want you to hang on because we've got to go to a break. But here's another one. House Republicans passed bill giving some parents the authority to beat down other parents' kids. Wait a minute. What? House Republicans passed bill giving some parents the authority to beat down other parents' kids. You know, I mean, it is just, these people are insane. They're dangerous. And you can say, well, you know, I'm a Republican and I'm proud of it. I'm a conservative. If you don't challenge this insanity, you know, what's going to happen when one parent puts their hands on another parent's kids? According to the roll call, the measure would affirm a parent's right to address the local school board and would require education officials to provide parents with the list of books and other curriculum materials, online budgetary information, and alerts about incidents of violence at their child's school. Schools would also have to notify parents if their child uses a different name or pronoun at the school, and if a student was involved with another student, to let the other parent know who the student is and where they live. What is that? You know, that's the height of insanity. Listen, we've got to go to a break. Jack, Tom from West Dallas, and Bill, hang on. We'll come right back. 844-967-2789. People are nuts. Be right back.
Carter's Collision in Kewaunee takes this time to remind listeners that March 29th is National Vietnam Veterans Day. Our Vietnam veterans selflessly served our country, and they deserve our recognition. Please say thank you to a Vietnam veteran this year. Let them know their service hasn't gone unnoticed or unappreciated. This from Carter's Collision in Kewaunee, a local company who cares. They're always working for a brighter tomorrow. A soldier doesn't fight because he hates what's in front of him. He fights because he loves what he left behind.
Dear Hero, whoever you are, you save lives. I live with sickle cell and the pain and the issues that come along with sickle cell every day. I've had lots and lots of blood transfusions over my lifetime, probably in the hundreds. Blood helps me to be able to live.
My final tour was in Afghanistan in 2008. I was hit June 3rd. The next thing I remember, I woke up in Germany. The doctor came in and said, "We're going to amputate your leg." I had to get a lot of blood transfusion to stay alive.
Because of you, I'm allowed to see my son grow up.
Because of you, I got a second chance at life.
Giving equals living. Give blood. Replenish the supply. Make an appointment to give today by visiting hhs.gov/giveblood. This message is brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Here's your updated forecast. Lots of sunshine this afternoon with highs around 31. Winds out of the northwest, 10 to 15 miles an hour. Lows dip down to about 14. Tonight, clear skies and quiet. Mixed precipitation possible at times. Tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 43. Cloudy skies, low 50s. Friday, turning much cooler. Saturday, with highs in the upper 30s and snow. 2 to 4 inches of snow tomorrow through Friday night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 25.
Fox Valley, regional and state news and commentary for us to find common ground. Civic Media. .com.
Another day has come and gone, in a world where I don't belong. Another week has passed me by. It's not because I didn't try. Nobody saw me walking, and nobody heard me talking. Before they notice me.
All right, welcome back. Maybe that's what the Republicans are doing. They gotta do wrong before they get noticed. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. I'm talking about a whole array of things with the Republicans and why they are the way they are and why we don't have to tolerate it. Let's go back to Jack quickly. Jack, you wanted to say what?
Just that most of this stuff that's in this bill is already available in the public domain for, you know, except, you know, little things, and I call them relatively little, like a student wanting to use a preferred pronoun in his classes. But most of it you can find out online somehow. This is another one of those worthless but distracting pieces of legislation that the Republicans are so good at. Again, and the whole purpose is stir up anger, fear, and hatred. That's it. Yeah, because they got nothing else except giving away billions to their donors.
I mean, this is a Senate Republican who came up with this. Democrats control the Senate. There's no way it's getting through, but he had to put all this foolishness out there. You know what I mean? I mean, to what end and what point? Hey, Jack, thank you very much for the call. I really appreciate it. Let's go to Bill from Oconomowoc. Hey, Bill, how you doing? Thank you very much for the call. Help us out, man.
Well, you know, people say they're out to get Trump. They're right. And I'll be the first to admit it. Why would a party pick a man with 26 sexual assaults alleged, 11 bankruptcies, a game show host that kind of failed, and that's the best you can come up with? Heaven help you. No wonder nobody wanted him president. Even the Republicans didn't. And if you read, if you're a Christian, you read the book of Revelation, he even said, I'm the wicked one. He's Satan in the flesh. The point is, right now, we have all these kids that are murdered. And the Republicans believe in right to life of only a fetus, not a child. And all those kids that have been murdered because of their foolish guns, and now their answer to this is more guns, not less. I think we should get pictures of all these children, put them in the House of Congress right next to the picture of Jim Jordan. And I'll go on and on. You know who I'm, Matt Gaetz, I can go on and on, Ted Cruz. They have the blood of those children on their feet. And what do they say? We can't do anything about it. You can't get the guns out of these people's hands. We can put a man on the moon, but we can't do that. They're lying. They constantly lie, and they call it facts. I call them alternative facts. They have no facts. They have no credibility. Kevin McCarthy has to run a vote 13 times, and he can't even get nominated.
You know,
they are one joke after another,
you know,
and then they want us to take them serious. Go ahead.
You talked about Kevin McCarthy, man, but Jim Jordan, he's a real piece of work.
Oh, he's the MVP of the year.
Yep.
He's the MVP. He gets the biggest award. Plus, he can't even afford a sport coat on a six-figure salary that we pay him to be legislate, but he wants to investigate. You know, here's the point. We got to stop taking them seriously.
No,
Biden has to step up.
No, you got to
declare
Hey, but here's why I disagree with you, Bill. We've got to take them seriously because what they are advocating is dangerous. You know, I mean, they don't want weapons taken away from people. They want mentally ill people to be able to buy as many weapons as they want to buy because they shouldn't, their Second Amendment rights shouldn't be taken away from them because they're mentally ill. That can't be accidental, Bill. You know, they can't be that ignorant or, you know, they're just that dangerous.
Well, they're supposed to be Christians. They call themselves the Christian evangelicals, yet they will turn away mother and children at the border, but they care about a fetus. It doesn't add up. Now, the bottom line is I do take them serious, but I take them as serious as like a heart attack. I mean, I'll take a heart attack serious. Kill you. But here's the bottom line with these people. They don't have any integrity. They don't have any honesty. They're scared to death to debate the left on their shows. Ask Dan O'Donnell how many times he's left.
Well, you know, it's
once
not
in a great
it's not going to happen, Bill, man. We got to go to a break. Thank you very much for the call. Tom from West Dallas, we'll come to you first after the break, man, and give you as much time as you want. Karina, we'll get you to welcome back. We got to go to break. 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.
Seems like I got to do wrong before they notice me. Just won't come. My belly's empty and my brain is numb. Nobody saw me walking, and nobody heard me talking. Seems like I gotta do wrong before they notice me. Before they notice me.
News and talk. Up, down, and all around the Fox Valley. This is Civic Media.
ABC News, I'm Mike Dubusky. Remembering the victims, Nashville will hold a citywide vigil tonight in honor of the three kids and three adults murdered in the Covenant school shooting.
Three children killed, all just 9 years old. Hallie Scruggs, a daughter of the school's senior pastor, her father in a statement saying, "We are heartbroken. She was such a gift." Evelyn Dickhouse, her family writing, "Our hearts are completely broken. We cannot believe this has happened. Evelyn was a shining light in this world." And young William Kinney.
ABC's Alex Perez in Nashville. The CEO of Starbucks on Capitol Hill today, he's testifying at a Senate hearing about attempts to unionize the coffee chain. Minnesota is suing Juul. The state says the e-cigarette maker used slick products, clever ads,
and flavored pods. The Cripes Cast with me, Charlie Behrens, and I'll tell you what, it's more fun than tipping cows. And actually, you shouldn't really tip the cows. Yeah, they don't tip as easy as they think, and they might kick you in the... Never mind.
For Civic Media, I'm Jane Matnair. Here's what you need to know. A man authorities believe firebombed the Madison lobbying offices of an anti-abortion group last year is now in custody. On May 6, 2022, someone tossed two Molotov cocktails into the Wisconsin Family Action Office. One didn't go off. The other set a bookcase on fire. Written on the outside of the building, quote, "If abortions aren't safe, then you aren't safe either," unquote. No one was there at the time of the attack, which happened about a week after a draft opinion was leaked, suggesting the Supreme Court would soon overturn Roe v. Wade. The court did just that in June, sending Wisconsin back to an abortion ban set in 1849. The 29-year-old male suspect was arrested Tuesday at Boston's Logan Airport. And it's the end for Badger basketball after losing last night in the NIT semifinals. I'm Jane Matnair. This is Civic Media News.
Kids, they're just different than us. They have no inhibitions, consider silverware optional, and can find fun anywhere. And when kids get really sick, they're different than us too. Until now, children diagnosed with blood cancer have been treated like many adults. Not anymore. The Leukemia and Lymphoma Society proudly introduces the Dare to Dream Project, transforming treatment and care through advocacy, education, and the largest global clinical trial for kids with blood cancer. For the first time, a specific treatment can be matched to a specific type of cancer in a specific child. It'll be the biggest medical advancement for little patients in history. Dare to dream with us. Support the Dare to Dream Project and all the work that the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society does at lls.org.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. Now, this article quickly before we go to the phone lines. This is House Republicans passed bill giving some parents the authority to beat down other parents' kids. The point, of course, is not protecting children. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy did not name the legislature the Children's Bill of Rights Act. No, it's the Parents' Bill of Rights Act, and its purpose is giving some parents the authority to beat down other parents' kids if they happen to identify as non-heterosexual. If your child is trans, just know this. The bill gives some parents a hammer. Your kid is the nail. That House Republicans gave some parents the ability to harangue, harass, and otherwise inflame toxic environments, for other parents' kids tells us, for one thing, that their concern for the welfare of children is bunk, and for another, that the kids, as a class of society, are an out group similar to others. Some parents of some kids have rights. Let's go to Tom from West Dallas. Thank you very much, sir. You say what?
Hi there. Real quick, what you just talked about, isn't that child abuse then, if someone else does that to your child? Doesn't that fall under a whole different set of rules then? Also, I was listening to As Goes about a month ago, and the ladies there were talking about the ALEC conference, where she was running some some feed from it, tape of it and stuff. But this ALEC conference, which none of my friends have ever heard of except for one, is kind of where all these conspiracies come from. They were talking about something recently, and 2 days later, DeSantis was there slamming on transgender people again, and it all was almost word for word for what they were talking about at this ALEC conference.
Well, ALEC has been going on for almost 30 years, so that's nothing new. And yeah, it is a think tank.
But why does anyone know about this?
Well, I mean,
everyone I've talked to has never even heard of this.
I've known about ALEC for over 30 years, and ALEC is not the only think tank that conservatives and Republicans have. And so it is one that has created a lot of these lunacy ideas that you hear conservatives broach. It's not their own. Again, there are think tanks who come up with this craziness and weirdness, and it's nothing new. All you have to do is Google Republican or conservative think tanks, and you will get everything it is you need to know about just how dangerous this stuff is. And I'll tell you, many of the conservatives, the average, conservative person, they don't know about these things. You know, they think that, you know, these things are right. They don't know that at the root of all of it is a master plan that these people have put together to take control over this nation. And they've done it. You know, in many instances, they've been able to implement a lot of the different things, you know, right to work, Act 10. All of those things came out of the think tank. And so they'll pick a guy like Scott Walker or Ron Johnson or some of those people or some of, you know, Marjorie Taylor Greene or Lauren Boebert, and those are the people who carry that water. But these people are dangerous. Make no mistake about it.
They're horribly dangerous, and they should be exposed. There should be some other big news outlets that focus on that and say, this is where this is coming from.
Well, you know, man.
But that is scary to me.
Oh, well, it should. Let me put it this way. It's out there for the world to see. This is not clandestine. It's something that's out there for everybody to see. And the people who funded the Bradley Foundation has always been one that has financed it. And many others like that continue to pour resources and money into those programs. And what it does is divide this nation to a point where I'm afraid that, you know, it'll be hard to bring it back together again. Thank you very much for the call, Tom. I appreciate it. Karina.
Oh, hi. I'm back. I was listening to the conversation. Couldn't help myself. Well, you know, with the Trump situation, I agree it's completely criminal. But at the same time, I'm thinking, okay, so we have a Trump, and who do we have against the Trump? What do we have in the Democratic Party, what we can oppose to Trump and he's being so active and supported? And we're really coming out with the blame as of right now. At least this is how it feels. And instead, we have those ugly Republicans fighting for control. They all behave like a control freak. And from that point on, our power struggle, and here's the weapons, and here's the children, and there's an abortion, and all of it is a control freak action. And with the weapons, okay, you can run around and ask people to return the weapons. Fine, wonderful. Why are we not doing psychiatric evaluation as a mandatory every so often? Why do we have a driver license and you and I and everybody else have to go for reunion, and prove that we are adequate on the road,
right,
that we can drive, that we can see, and everything like that? Why is it that you've been given a weapon once in your life and no one ever goes back and say, hey, where's your weapon? What do you do with it? Can you register? Or even the business, if you open the business and never use it, you have to send a report to the government every year, what are you doing with the business, but you're not doing it with the weapon.
Because the gun lobby controls the politricksters, especially those on the right. And so it's about the money. You know, America is the number one manufacturer of weapons in the world. Again, we only make up 4% of the population. 4%, but we produce more weapons than all the rest of the nations combined. And somehow we don't see that as a problem. How can you not see that as a problem? You know, and let's not fool ourselves. These people are organized. They're organized to the hilt. They're financed. And so when you see what took place on January 6th, you saw a true militia organized and ready to go to battle. And Donald Trump, I saw a little bit of, you know, his last rally, you know, and certainly the numbers are getting smaller and smaller. I don't know. He said he had 60,000. They said, wait a minute, come on, man. You know, 15,000 at the most. But even if it's only 15,000, that's a lot of people who can't discern that they're listening to a lunatic. The lunatic calls them and they show up. Many of those lunatics are armed and can't think for themselves. And so you multiply that all over the nation, it's a danger. But we somehow don't want to admit that it's a danger, right? We don't want to admit that it's a danger because, well, these people are good people. They just, you know, Donald Trump has, you know, kind of imposed his will on them. Well, if he's imposed his will on them and his will is, come on, putrid, to say the least, then that's what they are, because they're going to follow him into wherever it is he's going, and they'll do whatever it is he asks them to do. They're a danger. I'm sorry. Even if those are your sisters, your brothers, your cousins, your neighbors, you know, your children, it's a danger, and we've got to deal with that. Karina, you say what else?
What I'm saying is, it's really invisible what Democrats are doing up there if all those bills are actually getting bad.
Well, these bills.
That's my question. You know, I don't know much about it.
Well, let me say this: most of those bills, like this crazy bill, is not getting passed. The fact of the matter is, because they keep coming up with these crazy bills, you can't get anything done. The things that need to be done, because people are coming up with these crazy, crazy ideas and dangerous.
So they're filibustering, basically.
Yes. Yeah, they're filibustering. That's it. Hey, Karina, right. Thank you very much for the call. I really appreciate it. You know, I got to get back in the last few minutes. Here was a person that had some mental illness issues. The person who killed those six people, three children. And that person was able to buy seven weapons at different stores. Can somebody tell me why there is not a system in place that says, hey, Earl is buying, you know, automatic weapons. He just bought one yesterday. And then he bought another one. He bought three today. Why is there not a bill denoting that? It's not difficult in order to link with the power of technology to send a message, hey, Earl just bought two AK-47s yesterday, and here he is again looking to buy another one today. Why is there not something to alert people to that? Why is there not a question to be asked, hey, man, you just bought two. Why are you buying another one? Well, you know, people have a constitutional right. What is that, man? You have a constitutional right to buy a weapon, but you don't have a constitutional right to become a one-person army. That's a legitimate question, you know. But yet, even after this horrific incident, you would think that they would close that loophole, right? You would think that after that occurred and they found out that this person was able to buy the weapons with the rapidity that she did, then you would have to say, if I can figure that out, why can't the rest of the people figure that out, especially our elected officials? Why are they not, at this point in time, when they got that information, looking to close that loophole? Because to stop the next person from buying as many weapons as they want to in a short period of time. It's one thing if you want to be a person who is going to be an arms dealer. Look, I don't have a criminal record. I can become a gun dealer. All I have to do is let my government know that I'm going to become a gun dealer. And I can have guns sent to my house by, what's the name of the places that send that stuff to your house? Amazon. And nobody will know it, but I can have those sent to my home. And since I don't have a criminal record, I can sell them to basically anybody I want to sell them to. How does that make any sense? How come we can't stop that? Well, Republicans, it's the Second Amendment right. You don't have a Second Amendment right to own a nuclear weapon, do you? Oh, well, I don't. It doesn't say. I guess I could own a nuclear weapon if I really thought about it. Yeah. Anyway. Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.
The ACLU does not endorse or oppose candidates, but is issuing this voter information guide for the April 4th state Supreme Court election, so voters can make an informed decision.
The state Supreme Court may rule on Wisconsin's 1849 abortion ban. So where do the candidates land on abortion rights? Candidate Dan Kelly made his position clear when he repeatedly compared abortion to taking a life. He even worked for a group trying to ban all abortions here in Wisconsin. And candidate Dan Kelly has been endorsed by the three largest anti-abortion groups in Wisconsin. And what is candidate Janet Protasiewicz's position? She said women should have the right to decide for themselves.
I value a woman's freedom to make her own reproductive health care decisions.
With access to abortion on the line, know where the state Supreme Court candidates land. The record is clear. Dan Kelly opposes abortion rights. Janet Protasiewicz supports abortion rights.
Paid for by American Civil Liberties Union Incorporated.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast. Lots of sunshine this afternoon, with highs around 31. Winds out of the northwest, 10 to 15 miles an hour. Lows dip down to about 14. Tonight, clear skies and quiet. Mixed precipitation possible at times. Tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 43. Cloudy skies. Low 50s. Friday, turning much cooler. Saturday, with highs in the upper 30s and snow. 2 to 4 inches of snow tomorrow through Friday night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 25.
This is Civic Media for the Fox Valley.
KRadio.com.
Got to get you into my life, into my life.
As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Let's go to Jim from Eden. Hey, good morning to you, Jim. Thank you very much for the call. You say what, sir?
Yes, good morning, Earl. Yes, I've been listening to you this morning, and you've been talking about the lady who did the killing in Tennessee.
Right.
On Monday. And you've been saying that she's been mentally ill, you know, and she
Well, that's what her parents said. That's what her parents said. I don't know. I didn't know her. I didn't know her. Her parents said that. But go ahead.
No. Yeah. But so you're making that point, and yes, and I agree. If she's, you know, having depression and that, she needs to be watched. My only point is, you know, information was coming out that, you know, she was, you know, transitioning. Isn't that the case? You know, that she has been transitioning.
Yeah, but and, I would ask you, what does that have to do with anything? There are people who transition every day who don't go and buy a lot of weapons and kill people.
Yes. What does it have to do with it?
Yes.
You were making the point that she's depressed. You know, and mentally ill.
I didn't say she was depressed. Again, the information that has been forthcoming from her parents was that she was dealing with those issues. I didn't know her, and again, I don't think it has any correlation at all with the fact that she murdered those people. Again, I think Maggie Dawn said there was 130. What's the word I'm looking for, Kevin, Calvin? Mass shootings in the country already this year, and it had nothing to do, the others had nothing to do with the fact that somebody's transitioning. So why is that important?
My point is, it used to be, like, in the 90s, those who transitioned were considered mentally ill, and that's what I'm trying to connect. You know, you were saying she's mentally ill, and That is true. We used to call transitioning mentally ill.
No. I did not say, again, for the sake of clarity, and words are important, that she was mentally ill. I did not say that. And whatever people used to say, they, you know, in this country, you have a right to say whatever it is you want to say. Doesn't make it right. Doesn't make it the truth. And so if we used to call people who thought in that manner mentally ill, you know, there's more information now. And so that was wrong to call people mentally ill. I would call, if that's the case, and we can use that kind of verbiage, I would say people walking around with 10,000 rounds of ammunition and 400 automatic weapons, I'd say there's something, you know, not really balanced with them.
Do you think we'll ever get to hear what the manifesto that she wrote will ever become public?
I think it will, but what does it matter? The fact of the matter is, sir, I know, but the fact of the matter is, sir, that she was able to go and purchase all of those weapons, one after another. Can't we as a nation come to an agreement that it makes no sense that I can go out and buy 10 weapons from 5 different stores and there's not some red flag that goes up?
Earl, the manifesto will explain why she bought.
You're missing the point. She's one person. She's gone. What about the next person who may feel the same way and they can go out and buy as many weapons as they want to buy? Shouldn't we be able to do something about that?
We will learn so much.
No, sir. Sir, you're missing the point. Why can't you address the issue? You think it's all right that any person can go out and buy weapon after weapon after weapon after weapon, automatic weapons, and that's okay with you? You'd much rather want to know what was the reason that the person did it as opposed to shutting off the possibilities that others who may have some issues can then go out and buy as many weapons as they want to. Does that make sense to you?
Earl, this is why we have the right to guns. Our early fathers saw that tyranny is always a possibility.
So
that's why we're able to buy guns.
No, I'm asking you. I didn't say that you shouldn't be able to buy guns. The question is whether how many guns should you be allowed to buy before a flag goes up and says, hey, you know, Jim just bought 7 guns in 2 days, 7 automatic weapons. Shouldn't there be something that prevent that, sir? Or should you be able to buy whatever it is you want to buy?
Well, I believe that's the way it's been for years.
Well, that doesn't make it right.
Why do we need to change now?
Because people are being slaughtered. Because people are being slaughtered all over the world, man. I mean, all over the nation. Doesn't that matter?
Well, it's not as many as what you're saying.
What do you mean it's not as many as what we're saying? Sir, if it was your loved one that got slaughtered, I guarantee you, you would look at it from a different perspective. And you seem to be a nice enough guy. But that's the issues that we are dealing with. People who see it through the prism that you see it, and yet you can't even see the end result of this. Well, we have a constitution to write our own weapons. Never mind, people are being slaughtered like flies. And you want to talk about our right to own guns.
Earl, do you think that our government could ever become a bad government?
It is a bad government now, sir. It's a bad government because
that makes the point why we need to defend ourselves.
No, listen. If you really think, listen, I'm just like you. I'm an American citizen. I don't own weapons. You have a right to own them. I don't own them. And I'm not fearful that my government, that I'm going to have to fight my government, because I got enough sense to know I could never defeat the government. I'm going to lose in that. And so are you and all the rest of the people who think that way. Thank you very much for the call. Thank you. I wish I had more time. Got to get out of here. I'll be back on tomorrow. Been tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. Thank you, Kevin, and all of you who took part in the show. I'll be back on tomorrow. Goodbye.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
You were supposed to get a colon cancer screening, but stuff came up.
We did have to pick up the twins from practice.
But on the way, we hit a giant pothole.
Over
on.
If you are 45 and older, don't let stuff get in the way of your screening. Visit the Colorectal Cancer Alliance at ccalliance.org.
But then...
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.